Larry Weber joins us once a week on North Shore Weekend to talk a little bit about what's happening in the outdoors. Hi, Larry.
How you doing? Is this Kelly?
It is.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I hope you can hear me okay. I'm on a cell phone today.
Yeah, I can hear you.
We are having a thunder shower and beautiful rain. About an inch has fallen so far, and it's just a lovely rain. The temperatures are back where I prefer, down in the 60s from what we had earlier this week. So it's been a...
Looks like we lost Larry.
Temperatures in the 90s, and we had a rather strong thunderstorm on Tuesday of 2 inches, but I guess it was near compared to what you had. So, yeah, it's been a very, very interesting week, and a lot of responses from that. In the world of the plants, they continue to show some great growth. Lots of wildflowers in bloom. I found several more kinds this week. Just this morning when I was out on a walk, I saw the first basswood tree in bloom. That's the last tree of any size to flower, and it saves its flowers for late July. And then, of course, anytime we get to late July, there's always a lot of berries. And this week I sampled strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, gooseberries, and juneberries, all of which were ripe. And I'm sure I probably could have found a few more. Several other berries that we don't normally eat are also ripe, so it's really moving along. And then this rain brings out mushrooms. I saw several kinds in the last few days, and once again, as we get into late summer, it's going to be even more. I mentioned last time how I'd found the first goldenrod of the season. Well, now I keep lists every year of I try to see at least 10 kinds of goldenrods in bloom, and so far I have seen 3 as of yesterday, and it seems early for the goldenrods, but they are a summer flower. Asters, on the other hand, which are normally considered for late summer or fall, still not yet in bloom. Also, in my wanderings in the last few days, I went through a few bogs where I saw pitcher plant and sundew both in bloom. Now, both of those plants are not known by their flowers. They're known because they eat insects. And, yes, they also have flowers. And this is the time they're in bloom. This is also the time when some other beautiful things happen, such as the frogs and toads that have had their egg laying in spring, and they went through the tadpole stage. Well, they're starting to emerge now as little tiny frogs and toads, and I saw wood frog and chorus frog both like that in the last few days, and I'm sure there's a few toads out there too.
Nice.
Lots of dragonflies, lots of butterflies, lots of other insects. The ones that I was excited to hear this past few nights was katydids. They finally have started to call this area, and boy, I tell you, when that starts, that's just a wonderful, wonderful sound of late summer.
Yeah.
And then you can't about the local spiders. Spiders are nesters. Spiders lay eggs, and most people don't know about that aspect of their life. And many times they sit back and they guard them. One of the greatest of these is a large spider called a nursery web spider, which builds quite an elaborate web around its egg sac. The ironic thing is it does not build webs otherwise. And then it sits back and guards them. Well, I was out. I had a group outside this week one day, and we were walking down a driveway, and I started looking at some of the milkweed and raspberries and so forth along the side of the driveway, and sure enough, there were the nursery web spiders, and there must have been about 10 of them. So that's always a fascinating thing of late July as well. You may have heard the thunder in the background. Yes, we're still getting rain, and I think it's going to be lasting still a little longer, but... That's okay. Enjoy. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, Larry. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Yep, bye.
All right. Thanks to Larry Weber for that. And you can hear him every North Shore Weekend at about 9:30.